Hey everybody, this is Kurt, and we're back here with the Water Cooler Show, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing Mr. Arpan Shah.
Hey Kurt.
Can you introduce yourself to the folks?
Sure. My name is Arpan Shah. I'm a director on the product management team. My team owns platform investments, platform and tools. So we look at audiences like developers, IT professionals, and we also get into some of the workload pieces as well.
Okay, and so, golly, where to start? There's so many things I want to ask you about.
Sure.
We introduced a whole bunch of new things today. What is the one thing you are so excited to finally be able to talk about publicly?
Developers. You know, I was hoping that C-Bomb would stand up and say developers.
There was a running bet in the audience.
Was there? So I would say there are three things I'm excited about. One is developers. I think SharePoint 2010 makes it a great platform to build on.
Sure.
We had 17,000 customers. Thousands of partners build solutions over the last few years on 2007, but 2010 just gives you the tools, it gives you the platform features, and also gives you a lot of choice in terms of where you can build. I'd say the second thing, and I have a background in WCM, so I used to be on the CMS team a little while ago, so I would say it's all the internet facing features, if you will, so being WCM being a big core. The last one is multi-tenancy, it's not just about, you know, one thing, you get choice with SharePoint online and on-premises,
sure.
But multi-tenancy helps with big companies as well. A lot of people want to have SharePoint as a service internally. Well, now they can do that, and they can get feature parity on SharePoint online. So excited about that.
Cool. And then, so you mentioned WCM,
yep.
And there was a lot of focus during the keynote today on public facing sites.
Sure.
What, you have a WCM background. What's the one that you think is coolest? If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick one, I would say it's just the ease of authoring. So the ribbon interface.
Not a feature. I want to know the site.
Oh, the site.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say, can I choose two?
Okay, you can.
I would say from a enterprise perspective, Volvo is one of the best examples. They have, I think their site is in 36 different languages and 70 markets. They do a bunch of marketing. They do a lot of lead
variations to like a whole new insane level.
They've just bet a bunch of their sites on it, and they've consolidated platforms and gained a lot of great benefits from SharePoint. So that, I would say, in my mind, is one. Steve brought Kraft, which is another good one, another good brand. But personally, I think Ferrari. You can't go wrong with Ferrari. So
right.
I'm going to have to put my. I'd have to say my personal favorite was Ferrari. If only I could afford one. But yeah, those are some of the good examples.
Okay, and
speaking of which, just one thing. We just launched our own www.microsoft.com/SharePoint site on the SharePoint 2010 beta.
Oh, that's on 2010.
Today.
That is fantastic. Yep. That was a huge thing. Thank you very much for
we are. Yeah, we were on 2007 for some time. And now we're on 2010 beta, so that's pretty
fantastic.
Exciting.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Okay, so kind of on the same WCM theme, a lot of customers actually aren't very familiar with us in the WCM workload
sure.
space. They see us for collaboration, obviously. Where do you think our challenges are with, customer education, letting them know? Obviously, this kind of gets sides like Ferrari, but what are some of the things that, how would you get the word out?
I think, you know, at some point, the product speaks for itself, right? And I think some of the challenges, and I think now we're seeing kind of people understand what it can do, some of the challenges are in terms of its history. So SharePoint, if you take a look at the 2001, 2003 versions, it was heavily focused on portals and collaboration. Sometime in the 2003 timeframe, the CMS team merged with 2007. I think there was some legacy thinking that, oh, wait, SharePoint's just portal. In 2007, I would say, was one of the big releases where we combined both architectures, did a bunch of re-architecture, which made it a little difficult for people to upgrade in some cases when it came to WCM sites. But boy, we just did a bunch of stuff so people could use SharePoint for WCM, use it for collaboration. And with SharePoint 2010, it is the biggest release. So the thing I would tell customers is, if you think 2007 was good, then 2010 takes another level, and just take a look at the customers. I mean, there are over 1,000 customers that are betting their .com on SharePoint, and I think some of the best piece of SharePoint WCM is the fact that it's all integrated together. So you got the fast search, you have WCM, you got the ribbon, you got the WCAG 2.0, You got the friendly user interface, you got the workflow, you got the dev platform. There's just a lot of stuff in there. So to answer your question, I think it's just a little bit of the 2003 legacy thinking.
Sure.
But it made the change in 2007.
So you just rattled off a couple really cool 2010 specific features. Tell us a little. WCM 2010. What did we do there?
Sure. I'll say one of the best things we did is user experience. I mean, right. A lot of the SharePoint platform gets us
today.
Yeah. So the ribbon is just phenomenal. Sure. The ribbon works across browsers, so Safari, Firefox, Internet Explorer. It feels like Word. You can change the page layout with one click.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, and the one thing that we don't have a lot of time in a keynote, but the one thing that didn't come out is those page layouts can actually be made in a SharePoint Designer, and then you can flip them.
Sure.
It's all Ajax. It's WCAG 2.0, AA compliant. That was a pain point that a lot of customers said. We do have solutions in market that help there.
So now, like the AKS, right?
We have AKS today, in CodePlex.
Right.
They're partners there, but again, a lot of the stuff will just be out of the box. There's a bunch of great stuff. And the digital asset management. I think a lot of people are going to use SharePoint to kind of do the collaboration on a lot of the assets, like images and digital assets. And SharePoint 2010, you can actually stream right from SharePoint. So it has a look ahead, it has bit throttling, it has all that goodness.
I did a lot of work with Interactive Media Manager before in the media space, so that's a very, very welcome addition into the platform. Which is also curious, though. So Gartner, in their recent web content management report, their Magic Quadrant, they rated us as a challenger, not in the leader quadrant. Do you see that the features that we introduced in 2010 is enough to push us in the leader quadrant, or is it just features?
Well, I can't speak to whether or not we'll get there,
sure.
But I know for a fact that 2010 definitely makes us a lot stronger, a lot stronger. And one of the proof points, in my opinion, is that when we think of ECM, when we think of WCM, we think of it as part of ECM. And when it comes to Gartner's ECM Magic Quadrant, we're in the leaders.
Sure.
And we're doing really well on both axes. So with those enhancements and with that positioning and with what's coming in SharePoint 2010, I think we'll be very, very, very strong.
Wonderful. And so if there's one thing you wanted to tell devs about SharePoint 2010, especially for the folks that are watching the video and not able to come out today, what would you want to tell them is just the one cool thing that you're so excited about?
There's so much. I'm going to say three, sorry.
Sure.
I'll say Visual Studio.
Right.
It's kind of a given.
Right.
Hopefully it's thank God, F5, all that great stuff.
My was the hitting the checkbox that says add solution to source control.
Yes.
And they just went to TFS.
Yep.
Just amazing.
We've listened and addressed the ALM concerns. And tools in general, I would say. Number two, I would say the BCS capabilities.
Yes.
So business connectivity services, read, write into backend systems. I mean, I think that's just fantastic.
Oh, and what was really amazing, even during the keynote today, was taking it offline and editing into the Office client.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we didn't get to see a lot of the dev story in that, but the developer side of that is actually really easy.
It is, and you can even use BCS. So one of the things related to that is that we even have a remote client OM. So if you're writing Silverlight or WPF applications,
right.
You can actually use, there's actually a DLL that you can write to. So you, of course you can use a web services, but you can actually write code that runs against that DLL. So with that plus BCS, I think there are some phenomenal applications and scenarios that light up. So any developer who wants kind of a familiar user interface like Office or SharePoint,
right.
With BCS and things like the remote client OM and Silverlight integration, I think it's just going to be candy. And I would say the third thing, and I said, say three.
I was about to ask you.
Sandbox Solutions.
Yeah. So, which kind of brings up Sandbox. So we're talking about hosting solutions on-prem. So we're going to be able to do things like in a hosted solution, we're going to be able to add Sandbox Solutions, which is going to lower that barrier. When we're talking about hosting models, though, one of the things that also kind of comes up is storage, things like Azure.
Sure.
So do we have anything like Azure and SharePoint or any kind of roadmap plans or anything we could talk about?
Sure. I think there are a couple questions here. The first is, do we have anything like Azure for storage? When you deploy a Sandbox WSP or Sandbox solution, you'll be able to use lists and with the 2010 version, you can have millions and millions of items in the list. So if it makes sense to use SharePoint lists as storage, you can do that. And you can do that in a Sandbox solution. From an Azure perspective,
right,
whether it's today's solution or today, whether it's 2007 or 2010, we absolutely think that Azure can play a role in development where developers may want to offload certain processes or offload storage. So the same value prop that you get with Azure in terms of, you know, you can scale out your storage, you can scale out your processing, you can still take advantage of. So think of a developer creating a web part. That web part can talk to Azure. That web part can talk to SQL Azure, Windows Azure, SQL Azure. So SharePoint can be a really good user interface to surface those applications. And I think we will see developers in 2010 as they build on SharePoint Online, or as they build, you know, partially trusted code, they will potentially use some of those cloud investments to have a full cloud solution out there. From a native integration perspective, you know, SharePoint Online is a great service for customers and developers. And in terms of what we do with SharePoint Online and how we architect it, I think you'll see further alignment in terms of how SharePoint Online is architected. So we ourselves use Windows Azure, SQL Azure, and .NET services.
But that's,
but that's in the future. I mean, you'll see further alignment. In many ways, the roadmap's just in a line for SharePoint 2010.
Sure.
But in the future, it'll be better alignment. I can't speak to how things will get architected, but I think you'll see better alignment there.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, and thanks everybody for watching.
All right, thanks.